Good evening, world. It's Joseph here. It's Tuesday, the 1st of November, 2011, and it's 1:15 in the morning. And just going to bed. Just got home about half an hour ago. Spent the weekend up in Tohoku, in Sendai, and then today in Ishinomaki. We were up in Sendai for TEDx Tohoku, which went very well. I was helping out there, and that was really a great experience. And then this morning, I got up after very little sleep. I got up at about 5:30, and I did an Art of Running piece in Sendai City, and spelled out the word hope. And the reason I did that was because when we got into our hotel room last night, the TV automatically switched on, and it was the local news. And the theme of all the articles, all the stories, was businesses reopening after the tsunami that hit about 8 months ago, and the hope for rebuilding and restarting the economy was very much at the forefront of the news. And that's what we sort of saw on the streets as well, as people really quite positive in a way. So I thought hope was an appropriate word to spell out with my running. It was took me about 90 minutes, although the actual recorded time is only 30 minutes, but there was a lot of running backs and forwards in between. Problems with my GPS, which meant I had to rerun the start of the route 3 times. And then after that, we picked up Carlos, our friend, and we headed up to Ishinomaki, which was pretty badly hit by the tsunami. And there we met up with Dean, a very nice guy who we met yesterday at TEDx Tohoku, who's been working in Ishinomaki as a volunteer all summer, doing really good work. And he showed us around Ishinomaki, the places where he's been working, and a lot of it's been cleared, but it's quite shocking how much destruction. I mean, we'd seen it on TV, of course, but to see it firsthand, kind of shocking to see how much destruction there was and how many more houses still need to be torn down, still standing. But that was an eye-opener. We parted and we headed back to Sendai, and then we drove to the coast near Sendai City, and there we visited the area right by the shore, where a whole area has just been completely wiped out. It was like a house graveyard. All there was concrete foundations, nothing else. Well, apart from a few baths. The bathrooms always seem to be the most sturdy, with their concrete floors and things, and there are a few baths left, but apart from that, just nothing. You could see where the entrance to the gate to the house, maybe the entrance floor, and then just the foundations. And that was pretty shocking as well. But it's incredible. Nature is reclaiming the land. That land will probably not be built on again. Nature reclaiming the land, growing out of the bathtub, and so on. And then we drove back to Tokyo and had good conversation along the way, and made a video of a live streaming vending machine with the 4 or 5 cameras built in, which was very cool. I'll post that soon. Anyway, it's been quite a day, so I think I need some sleep now. So take care. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.